Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. And thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated every morning, and we appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for calling and for texting. And if you tested, thanks for that. And emailing too.
Also, thank you for listening on this Wednesday morning.
And thanks to our executive producer. He's one of a kind. He's Dustin William Rhodes.
Yeah, nothing's changed since his surgery. You know, we were where we were at before that, and then he got the surgery, so everything went on hold. I expect him at some time, most likely to be traded, but who knows? That's not a guarantee, and it's been exactly on hold when that happened, and when he's healthy, we'll see what happens.
Kyle Shanahan telling the truth. I don't think I've heard that from a football coach in a while. Amazing. And thanks to Brandon Fryer. Thanks for that.
They didn't. I knew coming into the situation, just even coming here for the year from last year, wherever I was going to go, I was going to have to come in and compete, earn the trust of my teammates, and get back onto the field with hard work and my talent and just being a leader on this team. So we didn't have those conversations, but I knew it was a possibility.
Mitch Trubisky in the role now.
A very familiar voice.
Of Mike Glennon, and he's been Kenny Picketed, but he's going to be okay. Hey, it's a Layla Wednesday. Layla's here.
And hi, Layla.
Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Still hey.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Much enthusiasm to
How's
see you.
How's everybody doing?
How are you?
Doing
Dry?
Miserable.
What and now?
Miserable.
I've just done this too many times. I've done too many times getting up in the morning and going to do a show after a bunch of children have been murdered, and I'm tired of it. And I spent on the day of Sandy Hook. You know, Terry and I were down here in River North, sitting in a basement of a steakhouse, and I couldn't concentrate on anything. And I spent the entire first hour of the show crying in the air. And then we were out in Downers Grove to do the show the day after one of the Aurora, Colorado shootings. I think it was the movie theater one that was showing Batman.
Right.
And it's just, this shouldn't be a regular thing. I shouldn't be associating coming to work multiple times with having all this cognitive dissonance about everything I'm trying to do and trying to concentrate on things because a bunch of kids are shot to death, and it sucks. And I wish it was something beyond just saying it sucks and getting on with talking Bears. But, man, it's just really hard. It's really hard to know that. I think for our generation, there's nothing we can do. And all we can do is hope that our kids make it better, because our generation has chosen this. And we voted for it, and this is when we want death. And we have voted for dead kids, and it looks like we're going to continue to vote for dead kids. And it's too bad. It's going to be up to our kids to fix this if they want. I think they want to. And that's the last shred of optimism I have, because my optimism for my generation is done, because this is what we want.
Well, it's more pervasive for them growing up and you know, wanting to change than it was for us growing up.
Yeah. We didn't have Kevlar backpacks.
We referenced that earlier, you know, when you have the kids that are graduating high school this week, this month, have grown up in a environment of, since their first day of school, having to prepare for active shooter right. alert and and get behind the desks.
My kids have hidden in their classroom because someone triggered something, and didn't. And so you talk to them, and they're sitting there, listening. Is there going to be gunfire? Mm-hmm. Like, who the hell? What are we doing with our kids?
And then we criticize why they have anxiety.
Well, and then the topic goes, well, it's not the guns, it's the mental health. Okay, great. Well, how about we have a safety net to make sure people who are mentally ill have resources and the wherewithal to get better? Nope, that's socialism.
Well, or the checks and balance system, so the people who are experiencing those mental health issues don't have easy access to a gun.
And I know a lot of people want it, but our system is set up to not allow, even if there are a majority of people who want these common sense things, the majority is not empowered to be represented properly in representative government. And that's part of the sadness of it.
Well, how many political people are with giant rifles and here's my submachine gun, vote for me? It's just the damn
publicity photos.
What is that?
With assault
rifles. That's what people want.
And
that's what people want.
It's what they want. They're okay with those consequences.
Yeah, it's just I'm sorry. But you asked me how I'm feeling, and that's how I'm feeling. And it's not great. I try really hard to find a thread of optimism every time this happens. Every time. And every time, every day when I drive here after dropping off my son, after saying goodbye to my daughter who's home from college and watching him take his bag out of the trunk, and I say, I love you, and we go on with our day.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier, and we got a text from a guy who said that his wife is a teacher. And every day he says goodbye to her. Every morning he says goodbye. It's like she's a soldier going off to some danger area, right?
Yep. Right.
And that
being deployed,
you live
in a classroom.
With that
doesn't feel
shadow.
Doesn't feel free.
No, it doesn't feel free.
Doesn't feel like that's being able to be free. That feels like you're in a war zone.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of that.
We talked about it. Like we're broadcasting from the Prudential Building, which is right across from Millennium Park, where a 16-year-old was shot and killed. Was it last weekend? The weekend? I lose count. I go on.
It was
that,
a week ago Saturday.
Yeah,
I
go on is it CBS has a website where you can look at the various shootings around Chicago to see where they're taking place, and pretty much everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's our city. That's
To be you felt somewhat, I don't want to say insulated, but much safer if you're downtown here, Michigan Avenue, in that area where you're just in the loop. But now...
there's gunplay pretty much everywhere.
It doesn't feel as safe. You're right. Yeah, it's unfortunate. And it resonates from a sports standpoint, and there is no easy segue or anything. But Steve Kerr... speaking as eloquently and powerfully as he did, given his own experiences with gun violence, last night pounding the podium and walking off and being emotional, that I think it resonated with everybody. And that was a guy who, obviously you'd like to see that similar reaction out of politicians who are affected that way.
They haven't been affected, though.
Yeah.
Well,
Their baseball game was shot up.
The actual congressional
baseball game was a gunman who shot him.
But did you see was the guy Senator Murphy? Is that the guy Chris Murphy from Connecticut? He spoke yesterday about Sandy Hook, and
that was it. Once we decided that was okay, that was it.
Right.
There have been laws enacted to make this happen, to allow this to happen. Mm-hmm. And then they act like that has nothing to do with it. And 100% does. And what's funny, Molly? You and I probably, having talked about various things on this subject, when people pray, they're asking for humans to take action. We're supposed to be the ones to answer their prayers.
But Dan's right. I mean, what we're doing is we're just handing it on to the next generation. hey, listen, this is the world. Yeah, I know you grew up late, but, you know, hey, maybe solve that, will you? Because we got to get out of here. You are absolutely right. There's going to be no divine intervention. You want people to understand that when you're in a leadership position, you've got to take a leadership position on a subject that this is not political. No. This is life and death.
It's human. And Layla, what you're talking about is the parable of the flood. What you're talking about is the man who kept standing on his earth, the rain's coming, he's saying, God will save me, God will save me. And the guy comes by with a car, says, hey, you want to get going? We can go. No, God will save me. Comes by with a boat as the waters rise, God will save me. And then he comes in a helicopter. No, I'm good. I'm still waiting for God to help, waiting for my prayers to help. And the guy dies and drowns and gets up there. And there's at the gates, God says, what's wrong with you? Well, I'm waiting for you to save me. He said, well, I sent a car. I sent a boat. I sent a helicopter. And that's what you're saying, is all of these thoughts and prayers, you're praying for people to act.
Forget thoughts and prayers, policy and change. That's what it's for.
Those are talking points.
It's for people to act.
The most hollow things you can say.
Act. For people to act.
Right. That's it.
And we don't want to.
It's compassion. It's empathy. And some of us believe in those qualities and others don't.
It's a practical approach, too. I mean, there's the political and practical approach, and that's gun control. And that's what people... That's the root of all of this, because gun control, background checks, the kinds of things that need to exist and have stronger restrictions, so you start to limit or avoid or eliminate these kinds of things.
It only happens here. It only happens here.
Right.
Only. On this entire planet, it only happens regularly here.
And we accept the gaslighting. Yes. We accept the gaslighting about how, it's not preventable. Yes, it is. This can't be helped. Yes, it can.
The shooter yesterday ran through armed cops.
Right. That was the most, I don't want to say that it was the most alarming. That was one of the things you read and you just were incredulous that they had armed officers there.
Yep.
And that was not enough to detain him from doing what he did. And you're right. It does only happen here. And then you start to study why it happens in other countries. But those are isolated incidents. Those are historical blemishes that stand alone. I think of my own, my wife's experience in Scotland, Dunblane, Scotland.
Yep.
But we know that, and that stands out. And you recognize that because it doesn't happen after Dunblane.
The Norwegian thing.
Australia did.
It was New Zealand, I believe.
Christchurch, yep. And what Australia did in the wake of that, they acted.
They acted. And they made those isolated incidents by the way they responded to them. They didn't just say, okay, we're going to grieve until the next one. And then we're going to become desensitized again.
And there will be a next one.
And there will be. Unfortunately, you're right. I mean, this just happened.
We just said this about
Buffalo. Buffalo was the response. It was like, this is horrific. It was awful. It was everything, every descriptor that applies. And then here we are, a couple weeks later, saying similar things about what happened yesterday in Texas. Yeah, there's no easy segue. There's no easy
get
into sports. What are you going to do today?
We are going to do sports today, and I apologize if I derailed the vibes. But
today, you apologize today.
Well, you asked me how I was feeling, but I've been honest as I can be on these days before, and as every day I get older, and every day things get more sad, and the powerless feeling is really, I'm just kind of bereft. We will talk about what Ozzie Guillen said with you guys today. He was tremendous. I think the context that we know now from what Tim Anderson said about a lot of people were hanging on this idea. It's an old joke between them. They joked about it once before. And Tim Anderson absolutely pulled the rug out from under any justification or any mitigation. Yeah. The guy's a liar. And it's what did baseball know? And when did they know it? Right. When they instituted this. Mike Florio will talk football at 10. We're going to play Pick Your Blowout. It's America's favorite game show at 10:20.
Is that NBA playoff talk then?
Whatever you want from last night. Midday Midway, Kevin Fishbane at 11. Chris Ranji is going to join us at 11:25 because that young man has got himself a plum job in his hometown.
Good for Ranji.
Yeah.
Yes. Great news. That. Yeah. Great. So we'll mess with him.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.